I have a confession to make, and please don't tell the bishop. I was kicked out of Sunday school. In fact, I was kicked out of nursery school too. It is true to say that my school years were pretty fraught. I was certainly no angel, but I had a run of bad luck and suffered both emotional and physical abuse at school. It is true to say that by the time I was 16 and starting my A-levels, I had a serious problem with authority, particularly teachers. I was a bully and what most would call a total prat. Then I had a new teacher for one of my A-level subjects. He was patient and didn't get angry, and although I pushed him to the point where I was excluded, we called it suspended in those days, he never gave up on me. His words of encouragement still ring in my head to this day. "Gavin, I believe in you. We can do this." In that subject, to everyone's surprise, I got a B. Some years later, when I too became a teacher, I wrote to him. It turns out that in the 20 years of teaching, not one student of his has ever failed. I was amazed by one man's determination and faithfulness not to give up on a lost student, and in my years as a follower of Jesus, I've been amazed by God's determination and faithfulness not to give up on humanity, including me. Christians believe that for some reason God has chosen to involve us in his plan to redeem, restore, and renew the world. We've got the world into a bit of a mess, and God wants to work with us to get us out of it. That thousands of years ago, God developed a strategy and chose a bunch of people to form and build a community that would bless and influence the world. The books of the Bible are the writings, the poetry, history, songs, prophecy, stories of this people. Right at the beginning of the story, God promises that he will never abandon this community. And if you ever get to read the Bible, you will discover that God keeps this promise even though this community messes up over and over again. Today, if you feel abandoned, if you feel hurt by others, if you feel as if you've messed up so badly that there's no way out, know that there is nothing that cannot be redeemed, restored, and renewed. I believe that there is no limit to God's love and forgiveness. Perhaps the first step is to trust in a determined and faithful God who says, "I believe in you. We can do this."